edition of Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. We've got callers. I want to get to these callers first, Romy. And then, sweet Jennifer, are you ready? We're going to clear the lines, and we're going to open it up to get our Jeopardy game started. But right now, Romy, why don't we bring in Doris calling from Mesa. Good morning, Doris. This is Rosie. How can we help, dear?
I have a new garbage disposal installed, and there's two issues. Main issue is that my dishwasher now will not drain, and I have a feeling it's something to do with the garbage disposal.
You are brilliant.
And thanks. How do I fix
it's easy.
It is. Who installed the garbage disposal?
My friend.
Oh, very good. Awesome. Okay, great. Now,
is your friend available today?
He is available tomorrow.
Is he listening?
Nah, probably not.
Oh, okay.
Have you saved have you saved the installation instructions?
I think so.
You really won't need them, but it's right there.
Like point 14 in those installation instructions say that if you have a dishwasher that you're going to connect to the garbage disposal, you must take a screwdriver and a hammer and knock out the plug that is in.
Oh, there's a plug in it?
Yeah. Yes, there is.
Oh.
And the reason they do that is not all dishwashers drain. I mean, for the most part now they do, but
not all disposals are connected to a dishwasher.
Right.
So you have to leave it plugged. But it's easy, Doris. All you have to do is take that hose off where it ties into the disposal.
Yes.
Stick a little screwdriver in there, and you'll feel that it's plugged right there. And you'll just have to take a hammer and knock that out. And then that generally falls into the disposal. So then you'll have to reach in there and dig that little plug out.
Oh, okay. That doesn't sound too bad.
Not too bad.
You will have to hit it harder than you think. But that's all there is to it.
Okay.
All right, dear.
Thank you.
All right. That's why we're here. Let's see if we can get one more call in real quick. Let's run to Martha in Phoenix. And then those of you that would like to play Jeopardy, get on the line now at 1-888-767-4348. We will. I've never cleared this with our producer. We use the word Jeopardy. Is that like trademarked or something?
As long as we're not using it to sell something.
Okay.
That's fine.
What's that guy's name? Alfred Trebek?
Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek. Are we going to hear from his agent or his attorneys or anything?
Yeah. Just tell him to call me and I'll...
Mike will take care of it.
It's 555.
All right. Now, listen. The categories will be paint, solar, staycation, and mixed bag. If you'd like to play Jeopardy here at Rosie on the House, we're saving some lines for you now at 1-888-767-4348. There will be gifts, awards, and cash equivalents.
Martha.
Let's take Martha. Good morning, dear.
Good morning. I'm calling about some GFI outlets.
Okay.
At my daughter's house, there's an outlet in the garage that doesn't work, and the reset button doesn't set.
Okay.
So there's no power in the back patio or the side of the house. There's three GFIs that don't work. So my husband wants to know how he starts to test them.
Okay. Well, you'll get a GFI tester, which is a little apparatus that plugs in and lights up, okay? But if a GFI is not working, it's either because something is wrong with that circuit or that actual GFI is faulty.
Uh-huh.
So your husband could plug that in, it not light up, and he assume that there's no power in that junction box. And that would be a very dangerous assumption. You're going to want to get him a circuit tester that looks like a big ballpoint pen.
Uh-huh.
And you stick the nose of that in there. And if it detects any live electricity, it chirps, okay? Then you can go back to the breaker panel box, turn the breaker off that controls the line between the breaker and the GFI.
Uh-huh.
It's dead. Put a new GFI receptacle in there, fire it back up, and you ought to be all set. We're actually talking next week's show is about repairing simple electrical repairs at your house. And this is one of the ones. So you'll be able to get the Arizona Republic article from next Saturday, and that's exactly what the topic is. Proceed with extreme caution. People always ask me, should I try and tackle an electrical problem myself? And I always tell them, if you take the faceplate off and your hands start shaking or you start sweating, you are not cut out for electrical repair. Call an electrician. All right, let's get on with the Jeopardy game. What do you say, buddy?
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. All these questions is information you have heard on this broadcast.
That's right.
Within the last month. And if you are listening at the beginning of the hour, especially on the staycation topic, you should be able to answer all of those very easily. You should be able to run the board on that one.
That's right. All right. So we've got the board set with categories paint, solar, staycation, and mixed bag. Let's bring in our first contestant, and that would be Pam calling from Mesa. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
Ready to play?
Sure.
All righty. You a regular listener of the show?
I try to be.
How long have you known about us?
A couple years.
Couple years. How'd you find out about us?
Oh, on the radio.
You just stumbled into the show one day, huh? All right, Pam, of the categories paint, solar, staycation, or mixed bag, which would you like?
Let's try solar.
Solar, and you can go 5, 10, or 15. Not dollars, these are just points.
Let's try the 15.
And are you going to keep score, or is Jennifer going to keep score?
I will. She's on the phone.
All right.
But we did change 15, because...
Pam in Mesa wants solar for 15.
How long does it take the light when it leaves the sun to reach Earth?
Oh, seriously?
Well, it's a 15 pointer, Pam. It could. I mean, you went right straight to the 15 pointer. We were gonna ease you into the topic, but you jumped right in the deep end. How long does it take light to travel from the sun? She's Googling it right now.
Yeah,
Pam, what's your best guess?
Let's say 16 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nope.
Nope. And we don't give the right answer, right? Because somebody else may want that question, right?
Right.
Okay. Thanks for playing, Pam. We appreciate it. That opens up another line for a contestant. If you'd like to get in, 1-888-767-4348. This is going to have to be speed Jeopardy here today. Let's play it. Where are we going next? Mandy out in Desert Hills. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How are you today?
Ah, super fantastic. What category would you like? Paint?
Well, I'm going to do paint because I'm currently painting my kids' room.
Watch out. All right.
Yeah, I'm listening to Rosie and Romy, and I'm painting kids' room.
All right. Very good. Well, you have the choice of a 5, 10, or 15-point question.
Well, Sam went for the big double dipper. I'm going to go with 10.
You're going to go with 10. Okay.
Yeah.
We covered paint with our sponsor, PPG Pittsburgh Architectural Coatings, just a couple weeks ago, and this was one of the major topics we talked about. Why are light paint colors a better choice for exterior of homes in Arizona?
Because they don't fade as fast.
That's right. There could have been several answers. There's multiple reasons to use lighter colors. They reflect heat, they show less dirt, and they hold up to the ultraviolet rays, chalking less and lasting longer. Very good. Congratulations, Mandy. Right. Where would you like to go from there?
Let's do paint for 15.
Paint for 15. Where, according to the opinion of Rosie Romero...
And Dale Wade.
And Romy Romero. Where is elastomeric paint acceptable to use on the exterior of your home?
Can you repeat that?
Where is elastomeric paint acceptable to use on the exterior of your home?
Elastomeric, I think that you can use it on the roof.
Very good.
She's sharp.
She's on the run. Watch out. Okay. All right. Y'all, we're going to stay in paint for five, or are we going to jump categories and ring up big points?
Staycation for 15.
Staycation for 15. Okay. Name one place one of our staycation winners can go.
They can go up to the White Mountains.
And can you name one of the specific housing partner lodging facilities up there?
I registered for one, but I can't remember who they are.
We have a couple, actually, in the White Mountains. Can you name any of the ones you remember being sponsored in the staycation?
No, I only listened in the winter, so it was last year that I did. Got down here. Okay. It's a lodge. I can't remember.
I wanted to give it to her.
Yeah.
But the lodge is a little too nebulous.
That's a restaurant in Scottsdale that used to be an old country inn.
That's right. Mandy, thanks for playing.
But
congratulations on listings.
She's still leading at 25.
She's at 25 points, calling from Desert Hills while she's painting her children's
room. We'll make sure and get your information. We probably already should, I believe. And we got three different positions to win. So there's
we want to get another contestant in here really quick, or when I take a little, we're gonna have to take a short
early
break.
Yeah, let's break first, and then give us some more time in the next segment.
All the other stations around the state are gonna have a fit because we're doing
this. This is a floater.
Mike, have you got this covered?
We can do the floater.
Oh yeah, Mike says we got it covered. Take an early break. Come back for more Jeopardy.